free. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live here, 2013, last show of 2013. It's so significant. It'll be just like the show, the first show of 2014. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. The LRN line, is I don't know how to describe that. You just give us a call. Our username is lrn.fm on Skype. And, you know, sounds pretty good. Let's go back to my dog, who is calling us on Skype. And he wants to talk about sleaze and strip club experiences.
Yep. So now that we've established we've got a co-host who knows his way around a strip club.
I think we got three.
Daryl's the expert so far.
Because I've been colorful. Twice, I've that been makes me the expert because there were lesbians in the second part.
I'm actually curious about that. But here, let me paint a picture for you what this idea is. So you're just in the strip club. You're doing whatever you do at strip clubs. When, you know, it's some significant hour, you know, peak hour or something, some legendary sort of stripper comes out.
Sassy Cassie.
We'll call her Sassy Cassie. So,
no, she's an actual stripper. She's the world's shortest stripper. She's like 2'10".
She's a legend. Everybody's heard of her.
Hilarious. Wow.
Anybody who's, you know, even halfway acquainted with sleaze knows who Sassy Cassie is.
Okay, when I lived in San Antonio, there's more strip clubs in San Antonio than there are libraries. So the radio advertises for the strip clubs all the time. And so for about a one-month period, all I heard was an ad for Sassy Cassie coming to one of the strip clubs.
Well, that's hilarious.
Okay, Sassy Cassie's too short for what I'm picturing.
How about Candy?
Candy?
Yeah, Candy.
Ooh, all right, Crystal Chandelier.
That's hilarious.
Perfect name for a stripper.
So this stripper, you call her whatever you want. She comes out, and the clothing she's wearing covers only the most interesting parts of her body, and it's got QR codes on it. And for each QR code, there's a price. And once that price is met, the article of clothing comes off.
So it's like, you know, controlled by like some kind of diode that will make it fall off?
No, she takes it off.
Yeah, she takes it off.
Well, how's she going to know that it reaches that point? I mean, is she checking her smartphone while on stage?
I don't know. Maybe
that
someone
doesn't sound very classy for a stripper to be on there with the smartphone.
If it could somehow be on the wall or on some kind of counter or something, then we were doing basically a fun drive for the panties or whatever it is that you want to see fall off.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's like donating to an address, and once it reaches a certain amount, it's like crowdfunding undressing this stripper. So she comes out, she's like a headliner or whatever, and she sets her prices, and if she's popular enough, then the amounts will be met and the clothes come off.
This is really just an extension of what I think they call them Bitcoin girls or Bitcoin cam girls or whatever the term is where these gals will basically, you know.
Girls gone Bitcoin.
You know, girls gone Bitcoin, that's what it is, yeah.
Does that exist, or did you just make that up?
No, it's totally true. If you can get Bitcoins by taking your clothing off, would you do it?
Yes.
What a surprise. Some young women will do it,
people
too.
People would probably pay me to put more clothes on.
You should try that, because it's worth it to get some Bitcoin.
Paid for it. Yeah. So I want to get some input. Is this idea sleazy enough that it might actually be successful in a strip club setting?
If she's popular enough, the amount of Bitcoin would be raised before she ever came out, and she would just walk onto stage completely naked.
Yeah, Bitcoin and strip clubs is a natural fit. Yeah. They could have video screens at the tables or something, and you could scan the QR code at the table, and the numbers could, when some wallet fills up, then she'll, you know, do whatever.
Yeah, and it could even be extended to prostitution if that were legal.
And it will be, and it is.
It has already happened in the United Kingdom.
Bitcoin hookers.
Bitcoin prostitutes. It's going on in Birmingham, England.
There you go.
Very cool.
Well, I think it's not a bad idea, my dog.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks. Yep.
It reminds me a little bit, there was this... I was in South Korea once for a couple of weeks, and we went to these clubs. at night, and there was one place called the Sunshine Club or the Sunlight Club, and we would order 10,000 cubic centimeters of beer, and they would bring out this, like, big fish tank thing with taps on the bottom.
It's funny.
Yeah, it was great, because it was just fun going in and ordering 10,000 cc's of beer. Stat!
Let's go to Chris calling in from Manch, Vegas, New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I think I hear Johnny Ray on the line, so I wanted to get in with a game of the week because you guys often don't let him do it. The show ends. So
yeah, well, you know, we've got more important things to do.
There's nothing more important than Johnny Ray's game of the week, let me tell you.
What's your game of the week?
I got one. It's called Papers, Please. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of it. And I've seen, I think, a video, but I don't, haven't played it.
Hold on, that's the thing that Jan Brewer passed in Arizona back in 2010, right?
even worse. So the premise here, and it sounds like the most horrible, boring thing in the universe, but it actually turns out to be awesome. It's this thing where it's like, I think it's like 1982, and you are a border crossing agent at some sort of like made-up communist dictatorship. And basically people come to you with their IDs, and you have to like check all kinds of bureaucratic nonsense and make sure that they're like okay to let in or not, and then you have to deny them. But it gets insane. It starts really simple, but then like the rules change every day. And it's like,
so it's sort of so like the U.S. Border Patrol, where the rules change every day.
It's like any Border Patrol, but it's hilarious, right? So it starts really simple. You like just see that they have an ID or they don't have a passport or something like that. But then things get crazy. Like, I don't know, like 10 days in, you know, they bring you like five different forms and you have to like all cross-reference them against each other. And it's this timed thing. And, you know, like if you don't process enough people during the day, like your aunt that lives with you can't eat anymore. like,
what happens if you just deny everybody entry? I mean, you know, that's pretty much the bureaucratic fail-safe. Everything is no. And then you got to work your way towards a yes.
Yeah, you actually, if you deny somebody, you get a demerit. So, and it's kind of like, it's kind of weird, right? So you either stamp that they're approved or denied, right? And then they start either walking away or going away. And then as the next person comes up to the line, your heart is like kind of nervous because there's this like 15 second delay in whether you get like this like bad report comes out on you on the printer.
That's funny. Like, that's fantastic.
This little like printout comes out and it like, you know, and soon they start taking money from you. But it's actually, I mean, more than just that, like, little mechanic, which is ingenious. They start inserting, little random things.
Are you working on the next set of papers, and in the back of your mind, you don't know yet if you're going to get in trouble because you screwed up on the last one?
It's the next person, you see, like, this little 8-bit representation of the people kind of walking by. So the next person isn't quite at your kiosk yet. You actually have to go click for them to come out. There's okay. Like a little megaphone that you have to click to tell the next person in line to move up. So as okay. you're going for the megaphone, that's usually when your little demerit will pop up.
Okay. There you go. So that's it. And what's it called? Papers, Please?
Papers, Please, yes.
And what's it? Where is it available?
It's for PC.
It at Steam.
I think it's on Steam. I got it from a thing called Good Old Games for like $6. It's really cheap, really tiny, but all right. Really awesome.
There you go. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Hey, guys.
Oops. 855, 450 free. What is, the games of the week here, Johnny Ray? You've got one or two today?
Right. I've been playing XCOM, which is, man, you could do a whole show about that. It's a classic.
Okay.
And also one that I just started something. It's in beta right now, so I feel really cutting edge. It's called Starbound, and I got both of them off Steam. Starbound is a Minecraft spinoff.
Okay, I've heard of Minecraft, yeah.
Minecraft, I think, is heading towards being some kind of game superlative.
Yeah.
Like highest grossing or highest selling or something like that. It's incredibly popular.
I've heard of it, and it's very, very popular. I've never played it.
Yeah, and I've never gotten into the genre. I've never started. This is my first try, and it's pretty cool so far.
There you go. Well, what are they again, and where do you get them?
Starbound and XCOM, Enemy Unknown. What, is the show over or something?
No, it's not over.
Good. 855, 450. I got more to say.
Okay. First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resource, December 26, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 12.1610. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 12.60, 82, 6.30.41 for a half ounce, or 3.15.21 for a quarter ounce. That's 12.60, 82, 6.30.41, and 3.15.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. This New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Tell you about ProXPN. ProXPN brings us those phone lines, which I haven't mentioned at all this evening because I am terrible at doing this side of the microphone.
I haven't even noticed that you didn't mention it all night.
Yep. Well, I think it's
had I noticed, I would have said something.
Yep. That's how easy it is to sit over there where I normally sit, Daryl, and just kind of chime in when you feel like you got something to say. Otherwise, you ignore the jackass sitting over on this side of the mic. I understand. I've done it for years. I know what it's like. So ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and what that means is they encrypt your computer traffic, your internet traffic, from your computer to their servers through your ISP. That's your internet service provider. That means that where the NSA's rubber hits the road, that's your ISP, by the way. These people are like legally required to save your information for at least 6 months, and many of them save it for longer. They aren't saving anything. So if you want to give your information to, if you want to complain about the government having your information through via the NSA, fine, no problem, continue to do what you're doing. If, however, you would like to stop that from happening, ProXPN is the way to do that. Go to ProXPN.com and download their the extension, their app. I'm not exactly sure what you call it, but hit the extension there. And when you're ready to upgrade the premium service, go to use promo code FTL20, and you get 20% off the price of the premium account, which is great. I use it, and it's fantastic to have. And it's only, basically, if you pay for the annual plan all at one time, it's only $5 a month. If you pay in Bitcoin, you get an additional 33% off of that, which, puts you at something like $3 and something. And that's really great as far as a monthly cost. So it's coupon code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL to make it easy for you. So, we were talking about this this list of 13 milestones, but Johnny Ray, we touched on your games of the week, so do we want to talk of games of the week, or do we want to finish up the milestones? I'm not sure.
Definitely finish up milestones.
Okay, I've kind of confused things here, so I apologize for that. So,
the caller's fault. The caller screwed it up for us.
It's their show, man. Daryl, we're on number 8 here, of the 13 milestones from PewResearch.org. The U.S., which has a total population of 317 million, now has a record 40.4 million immigrants. So as a percentage of the population, they are not as high as they were at one point, but they are the most immigrants in the country as there ever have been. Moving on, that's the one we had touched on last time. So number 9.
The libertarian wisdom says that nobody's coming to the U.S. anymore.
Because, they've turned around?
So is this, you think this is a high water mark, or and it's about to go down? Because I buy that nobody wants to come to the U.S. anymore, except all the money's here.
Well, actually,
and that's your theory, right?
The money's here. Yeah, they go where the money is. So I read an article today that said that people consider the United States government around the world. International poll says that the people around the world consider the United States government the greatest force against peace on the planet, and that's a pretty powerful
thing. Right.
That's a pretty powerful thing to say, but at the same time, they would like to come here because they know this is where the good life is.
Uh-huh.
So I think to some extent they believe that they believe that they could have an influence on Leviathan in some way. I don't know if that's true or not. I think you have to be a pretty active political activist to have any kind of real effect, and you dedicate your life to it, to one particular cause, and you might have some little bit of effect. But that's really the problem with the Washington, D.C., is it's gotten so big and powerful that you really can't do anything.
The collective is just a spontaneous phenomenon. It has no conscious. It is no conscious entity. There's no one controlling it.
No, you can try. You can do your best to influence that phenomenon. But I like that. I think that that's an accurate statement.
Well, I scooped that from the Dollar Vigilante. I stole that from it.
People will claim that men think, 65% of men think this. So men think. No, they don't. Some men think that and some don't. So it's really this sort of collective reasoning. People want to talk in groups, and it's really very tempting to do. So anyway, a record 7 in 10, that's 69%, Hispanic high school graduates in the class of 2012 enrolled in college that fall. So as a percentage of high school students that go immediately on into college, Hispanics have risen to an all-time high, eclipsing people who self-identify as white from that number. And so Hispanics now taking on larger burdens financially for the rest of their lives than white kids.
Amazing. I'm sorry. Can you read that again? I'm confused by that one.
So of kids that go directly from high school to college.
70% of those kids are Hispanic?
69.
No. Hogwash. 69% of Hispanics.
Hispanics are going to, yeah.
Go to college within a couple of months of graduating high school.
I see.
So, and white kids at 67%, black kids at 63%, and the Asians topping it out at 84%. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think if you're going for the right reasons to college, that it can be a really good thing. Of those reasons, I would say engineers and doctors and, mm-hmm. and college professors, you know, you got to have the degree.
For Does this break it down as far as the types of college
no.
that they're going to?
No.
And the reason I ask is because a lot of people will go to community college and get a 2-year degree in something, or they'll go to a technical college to where you learn a skill much faster than going to one of these 4-year schools in which you're probably going to party a lot and take 6 years before you graduate.
It certainly could happen. I agree that I think it's definitely including community college numbers. Those numbers are continuing to go up.
My question is, does it break down what percentage goes to community and tech?
No, this is about this is written by people that believe that you're going to be successful if you go to college, not that you're going to be burdened with debt for the rest of your life and that it's a terrible choice, and that they want to see those this chart clearly was written by people that want to see that want to break it out by ethnicity as opposed to a certain number of American. I don't even have the number of American high school students that go into college. They don't give that. Graduates that go to college.
Does it say what percentage get scholarships?
Nope. This is just about race, man. It's all race. Race. So anyway, that's the milestone that they put in there, and I think that what it points to is that people of some kind of Hispanic descent are going to become more important aspects of the American culture, is what they're trying to say, and I think that's an accurate statement.
There have been some people who have said for at least the last dozen years that the Hispanics have greater influence over American politics. Because I remember back during the 2000 election, they were talking about, oh, well, if George Bush can win the Hispanic vote, blah, blah, blah.
Indeed, that would make all the difference. 855, 450, free, what do you think? Hispanic vote, important? 855, 450, free.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Did you see that that endorsement there, like a real radio guy?
That was great.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting the hang of this stuff after 11 years. 855-450-FREE. You can call us on at lrn.fm on Skype. That's our username, lrn.fm. Stands for the Liberty Radio Network, which is a project that Ian, mostly, and I, to some extent, have, where we put other liberty-oriented radio programs on the interwebs with the hopes that we spread these ideas far and wide. Because, you know, not everybody likes Free Talk Live. They don't like the personalities. They think, you know, rightly, that Ian's an annoying, pompous jerk, or that for whatever reason Mark says inappropriate things. Whatever, in that case they're wrong, but whatever it is that they might think, it's their opinion.
Occasionally and Mark does say inappropriate things.
There are...
The Johnny Ray trails off into...
Something, yeah, and other, but we need other hosts, and that's why we have LRN.FM, and we promote LRN.FM, so when you help Free Talk Live, you're helping the Liberty Movement in general. Go check it out at LRN.FM. I love it. When I was on my vacation, I could just call, there's a telephone number, it's called the Listen Lines. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find the Free Talk Live one. And I imagine it's listen.LRN.FM for the LRN one, but I would just call the number, and I'd be able to listen to LRN right in the car as I went. Now, you know, the fidelity is not very high on a phone, but I don't have to mess around with any of those apps on the phone and figure out, you know, whether I've got Free Talk Live on there. I've used them in the past, but it just seems like dropout's much more common in the car when you're using the
data
than it is if you're using the phone. So I dig it and love it. think it's great. So anyway, there you go. That's my thought process on LRN.FM. Tell you about CryptoKit. CryptoKit is an extension to Google Chrome. So if you use Google Chrome, this will be very easy to use. And if not, maybe you should switch, because CryptoKit might be worth it for you. So it's a free instant Bitcoin wallet that is fast as it could be to use and implement in your life. You don't have to open an account or anything. You just click on the little icon that's over in the upper left-hand corner of your screen, like mine is, and the little CryptoKit wallet just comes right down, and you can do your business there on Bitcoin. But it's also the fastest and easiest way to do PGP encrypted messaging. Now, there's a story that comes out that says that recently that the NSA and other U.S. government and U.K. agencies have cracked cryptographic messaging. And this is certainly true, but it takes a lot of work for them to do something like that. How did they do it? Where did they get the private keys? How did they manage to pull it off? They're not being very clear on what their projects were, but they can't read every one of these things. And if we pile cryptographic messages in on them, it's going to keep them very, very busy.
Edward Snowden said PGP was a viable way to keep your communications private.
Maybe they're just trying to put out messages that say that, I don't believe the media either.
Uh-huh.
I just don't believe them. So anyway, go check it out, CryptoKit.com. Download it. Do as I have done, because you'll be happy. Just try it out. Just try it, for God's sake.
And just a disclaimer, you did say that it works for Google Chrome.
Only.
There is a free version of Chrome called Chromium, and I've had success on...
Chrome isn't free?
Well, Chrome is, or let me rephrase that, an open source version that you can get if you're running Ubuntu or something other than a Windows product.
Gotcha.
I've had success on one machine getting CryptoKit on Chromium.
Okay.
I have not had success on another machine.
Interesting.
So if you're using Chromium, your mileage may vary.
Gotcha. Well, let's go to Nathan, calling in from, I can't remember, I should know by now, I've heard him enough times. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Johnny Ray. Hey, Daryl.
Hey,
Happy
Johnny.
New Year. It's interesting that you brought up that Bitcoin story earlier, Johnny Ray. Is that true in England, that some kind of escort service or something like that is accepting Bitcoins now?
Yeah, I look at the Bitcoin subreddit on a pretty regular basis, and I saw the story there. I don't remember the details.
You're not in Great Britain, and
all I remember is
it was in Birmingham.
It's in Birmingham, England, and I believe you must pay at the time that you place the order on the website, and then the escort comes over to your location.
Boy, that's a lot of trust.
Well, I promised myself that I wouldn't get into Bitcoin until you could actually buy hookers with it.
Okay.
And now that that's the case, I have no choice. I have to get into Bitcoin now.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get in a lot sooner.
Well, yeah. But, if it goes up to, I guess, a million or a billion or whatever Warren Buffett thinks it's going to get up to. Anyways, I also, bringing up an earlier topic you guys mentioned, I asked some of my friends who live in Europe what they say for milestone.
Oh, that's
and
an idea.
Apparently, they use the term milestone translated into their language.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, milestolpe for Swedish.
Huh. All righty.
Well, there you go.
And I had three guys from three different countries say the same thing. So I guess that's how – I don't know what they say in Britain. I would imagine they have some kind of very strange slang term they use over there.
Yep. Oh, very good. Anything else, Nathan?
Actually, I did want to mention something that Daryl just brought up. You mentioned Chromium. Isn't that the one that doesn't use MP3 and other closed source codecs?
I am not entirely positive on that. All I know is it's – open source, and it works on my Linux machine that runs Ubuntu.
Well, the distinction you have to make is between open source and quote-unquote free software. And open source is, any code that you put on there and the public can see. But free software usually has a connotation that there's no patents or other such encumbrances. So, for example, MP3 is often not considered a free software, and Linux distributions such as Debian will advertise themselves as such and say, we are a free software distribution. And what they mean by that is generally that they don't have any patent encumbered type things, you know, like MP3 and whatever other kind of proprietary codecs are out there.
Very good. Thanks so much, Nathan. Appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
855 450 free or Skype lrn.fm. Let's go on with these milestones, see if we can get all 13 miles worth of stones in here before the end of the show.
Well said.
So the percentage of Americans who say the U.S. plays a more important and powerful role as a world leader than it did 10 years ago has fallen to a 40-year low of just 17%. So in 2004, Americans said that the U.S. was paying, you know, 45% of Americans said that the U.S. Was playing a more important and powerful role as a world leader than it did 10 years ago, whereas 17% do not. And I think that this is, to some extent, people saying that they disapprove of U.S. foreign policy.
Or
proof.
That this could be people that think that the U.S. government isn't doing enough overseas.
It could. I just think that most of the people that are answering that it's not as powerful and important are saying that it's, you know, like that they're just too interventionist, I think. Just a guess. So, anyway, it is what it is. Number 11 is the percentage of American Catholics calling themselves strong Catholics. This is a four-decade low. So, and this is, to some extent, they're blaming this on the new Pope, who I think is, frankly, doing good for the poping seat there. He's really getting the press. He's out pressing the flesh. He's meeting people. He's saying things that very populist stuff. And I think he's doing better things for the church than they've had in a long time. He's a little too socialist for me and doesn't really understand economics. But he's a priest. I don't want to really know what he's supposed to expect. I mean, I'd love to have a few minutes with him to ask who would Jesus throw in jail. But regardless, I think he's reasonably good.
Do you speak Italian?
I think he's from South America and probably speaks Spanish, but I'll bet you he speaks English, too.
Okay, I just know that he lives in Italy, and they speak Italian there.
Yeah. I think that in Vatican City, aren't they supposed to speak Latin?
I don't know.
There you go. 855-450. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment of 2013.
What?
It's so monumentous. Can I get a what? What?
What? Monumentous.
Monumentous?
Well, it's I would call it momentous.
Momentous?
Momentous.
Okay, there you go.
Of moment.
I'm just surprised that it's the final segment.
What, is the show over or that that one would come? I'm not exactly sure that...
The show's almost over.
Yeah, yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
3 hours goes by really fast.
Indeed it does. So you might be able to get squeezed in here at 855-450-FREE or on Skype, username.lrn.fm. But otherwise, I'm going to finish up the milestones of 2013 here. By the way, it's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And I want to advise you, please do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. I know the holiday season's over, less shopping going on, but the fact of the matter is, every time you do your online shopping at Amazon and Newegg through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, you help us spread the ideas of liberty farther and wider. This is probably the single easiest, most important thing you can do for liberty by as far as ease to importance, the factor that you can for spreading the ideas of liberty by doing your shopping there. Here's a great idea. You young guys are listening to the show, and I know there's a bunch of you. Get your moms and grandmas, change their Amazon links over to shop.freetalklive.com's links. That way, when they do their online shopping through through their Amazon link on their computer, they're using Free Talk Live.
So devious, Mark. Thankfully, nobody's going to do that.
Actually, I know people that have done.
Doesn't that violate non-aggression principle by just like violating your mom's and your grandmother's private property by changing their bookmarks?
Yes. No, you just say, Mom, I'm changing your bookmark to a better bookmark for Amazon. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll say, okay.
That would be the way to do it.
Oh, okay.
Because she's not going to know, anyway, what you're doing. This is a better bookmark for Amazon.
Ian's not here, and we're still talking about violating moms and...
God.
Whoa, I don't want to know about you violating anyone's mom.
Mom right. Violation is... it's a long and storied sport. There you go. So, pewresearch.org. Number 12.
Hold on. What did we say earlier about Mark saying inappropriate things? That was one of them.
It just depends on what you call violation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of moms that enjoy a good violating, all right? So the number 12 on a list of 13 milestones for 2013. A record percentage of Americans now own a smartphone of some kind. More than half of Americans have a smartphone. And... So 35% have some other phone. And believe it or not, what do you think the percentage of people that have no cell phone at all is?
Well, based on the 50% plus the
35%,
15%.
It's 56 plus 35.
Oh, so subtract off 6 from what I said, 9.
I can't believe 9% of Americans don't have a cell phone.
I mean,
geriatrics at the nursing home. I mean, where I visit a guy who lives at a nursing home. He's got a cell phone, carries it with him all the
time.
What
percentage of the population is under the age of 5 and above the age of 70?
Okay. Majority of Americans, yeah, I don't know. Surely this has got to be some number. They're leaving out 5-year-olds. Okay, adults surveyed. So 2,252 adults, and the survey includes...
Okay, so they found some people at the geriatric home.
Yeah, they're certainly there. Some of them don't have them. Some of them wouldn't figure out how to use one. So anyway, 9% of Americans don't have a cell phone. 56% do have a smartphone. It's getting to be more and more popular. Milestone 13. This is it. 50% of the public now cites the internet as their main source for national and international news.
Other source is there? Like Morse code being beamed down from a satellite?
Television is still number one, 69%.
Oh, I forget people still have those.
Yes, they do. But it's beating out newspapers. Newspapers on a steady decline here. Radio, it's better than it was in the past. It's an all-time high, but not exactly huge. Internet. Huge. And frankly, if you're getting your news from Free Talk Live, you're getting it from the internet anyway, because we're getting it through the internet.
Right.
And that's true with the television and newspaper, too. So I think that you'll see people getting more and more of their information from the internet. It seems to be the thing that's happening.
Yeah, that's where I get my information from the internet, but I only gather information when I'm trying to figure out something to talk about with you guys on the air.
And the game of the week.
Yep. Yep.
So, and tell me about these games of the week. You had XCOM, which is an oldie but a goodie, you said.
Oh, brother. XCOM, I think the original came out in 92. That's going to be my guess.
Is that a video game?
Yeah, a computer game.
Computer game?
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of platforms back then.
I remember being in school and playing a game that was...
Oregon Trail?
No, this was...
You died of dysentery.
This doesn't even have pictures. It was completely text, and it was like you were going through a dungeon, and you see a
Zork,
maybe. Bat. And that comes to mind, but I'm not 100% sure if that's what it was.
Zork is the granddaddy of those text parser games. Yeah.
And was this like a choose-your-own-adventure type thing?
It was pretty
thing?
Much that, kind of, yeah. It was
okay.
Basically it.
Now, I've been playing XCOM, and like I say, XCOM came out, debuted back in 91, 92, something like that, when I was in high school. And it's a squad-based, turn-based strategy game with a horror, alien invasion, sci-fi setting. And it's... The theme is really the strength of the game, I think. No, honestly, the mechanics, the squad level, going in and moving your little guys. It's turn based, so it's kind of like chess.
Yeah,
you're moving your pieces around the map, and the aliens are there in the darkness somewhere waiting, and you can hear them. And there's a scary music.
I like turn based games. For one reason in particular is that I can stop at any moment and do whatever I've got to do, and I come back and my guy's not dead.
Right.
Or woman or whatever the avatar is. My avatar has not kicked the bucket, because if you just stop and the zombies are coming after you and it's not turn-based, they're going to eat you while you're doing whatever it is.
Can't you pause a game?
You can, but pausing and unpausing during the action itself is often kind of dangerous for your avatar, because it takes a moment to pause. It takes a moment
to
pause.
It is, but when nature calls, do you want your computer guy to die, or do you want to pause the game so you can finish?
I want my computer guy to live and to be able to go use the bathroom. That's why I like turn-based games.
So, XCOM, fantastic. It's the music, it's the sound. That's what really grips me the most. But this is a very faithful recreation of the original, and it's creepy, and it really works on me. And I love the mechanics of the game. And the second game I've been playing was Starbound. I'm trying to figure out what this Minecraft craze is all about. And
I don't
really
know.
8-bit
block sort of thing.
Like, kind of like computer Legos was how I always had thought of it.
I've seen the merchandise that's out, and it's very blocky and pixelated, and it sort of reminds me of the very early Tecmo Bowl. I don't know if you ever played the sports games when you were a kid.
Tecmo Bowl, sure. It's
but classic. Tecmo Bowl, all of the players were a little block.
Yeah.
That sounds right. I remember some of the 2600 things kind of moving, like a little stick figure that would run and stuff like that. But I played Adventure, which has to be one of the oldest sort of Dungeons and Dragons games that's out there. And you were just a dot that would carry around a pointy arrow thing as a sword and try to slay dragons and that sort of and bats and stuff.
So Minecraft is a craze. It's a lot about crafting. Like I say, I look at it, when I see it, I think Legos, and your guy collects these blocks and collects pieces. I should stop talking about Minecraft because I really don't know anything about it. And Starbound is separate, is different from Minecraft in that Starbound is two-dimensional, Minecraft is 3D, and you are on a spaceship, you have to go down to a planet, it's in a beta. You go down to the planets, not the game is, and you create...
What is a beta for planets? I don't understand.
Sorry, the game is in beta.
The game is in beta.
The game
All
is
right.
in beta, so it's not done. And you go down to the planet, and the worlds are procedurally generated. Do you know what I mean when I say
procedurally generated?
No, I have
no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, basically it means that a seed creates the world.
Okay.
You know, a seed, an algorithm of some kind creates... the world. I think Minecraft is the same way. Maybe not. And you go and you dig up your world and you create whatever you want. You build things. And it's so far it's fun. I think there's some story to it that I haven't gotten to yet.
I see. So is the story a real driver for you when you do these video games? Because a lot of times I'll find myself just passing over the story. I don't want to hear that. Just let's get me back to the game.
Yeah, usually it is, but sometimes some mechanics just don't allow for really a story. And I think Starbound has a random element to it that's not going to allow a coherent story.
There you go. That's the game of the week. It's been Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And out there, please be careful on the roads. Amateur night. You can't compete against stupid. Stay off the road as much as possible. When you are on the road, be very, very careful. Don't get drunk and drive. It's not going to help anything. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.